Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the Republicans just sent a bill to Tony Evers to sign. Evers will veto it. I'll tell you, it's come to Wisconsin now. I told you about other states like Florida that were passing bills that would make it a felony to be involved in a protest if anybody in the protest damaged property or resulted in personal injury, tore down a statue, that kind of thing. Even if you are simply marching peacefully 5 blocks away and don't support that, don't want that, and even if that person can be charged with a felony for destruction of property, you are guilty of guilt by association. That is a that is a concept that is present in conspiracy statutes. It's been used against organized crime. In other words, if somebody kills somebody or robs a bank and there was a plot to do it, even people who weren't there and say they wouldn't have endorsed that if they'd known about it can be prosecuted. That's how you get organized crime. And they're doing it with the Oath Keepers and some of the January 6th insurrectionists. This fellow, the guy with the patch on his eye, right-wing guy, head of the Oath Keepers, he is being kept in jail pending his trial because they're afraid he will injure witnesses and other people. Very, very bad guy. But did you know that during the insurrection, he was in another state? He was in Virginia. He wasn't even in Washington, D.C. He wasn't there at Trump's speech. He didn't march on the Capitol. He didn't hit a cop. He didn't do anything. But because he was a member of the Oath Keepers and they were the ones that planned this thing, he's going to go, oh, First Amendment, you know, I just felt that the election was stolen. I wasn't there. But the fact is that under conspiracy, they can get you, they cast a wide net. The Republican Party is applying that doctrine to civil protests. And that bumps up in the First Amendment. The First Amendment has many, many different facets. The ones you're familiar with are the government shall not establish a religion, which is interpreted as separation of church and state. It's the most important political philosophical insight in the history of mankind. Virtually all fighting wars, a lot of them had originally been either racial or religious. With the First Amendment, we imposed peace. Very, very good thing. But it also gives freedom of speech, freedom of the press. And one of them is freedom to petition the government and the right to assemble. So people can get together and they can say, we don't like this. In Black Lives Matter, we want police reform. It could be against the Vietnam War. It could be against the Iraq and Afghanistan war. It could be a lot of things. You might not agree with every protest. Some are right-wing protests. Some of them are noxious. I remember the Ku Klux Klan and Nazis would occasionally march, and they were protected. The American Civil Liberties Union would represent them and say, we can't stand their message. But as long as they're not violent, and as long as they just walk along, say this stuff, as bad as it is, you can have people on the parade route booing them, and that's democracy. You can't do that in China or Russia. You just can't do that. The Republicans are now going to shut down peaceful protests. In Florida, I'll tell you what, DeSantis is pushing through a bill that says if you're in an automobile and run into one of them, you can't be subject to criminal or civil liability. If they were involved in something illegal, which is defined as destruction of property, even if they didn't do it, and you think that they're getting close to your car, that's not going to survive a constitutional challenge. It's disgusting. In Wisconsin, they just sent that bill to Evers, minus this business of being hit by your car. So If you march in a Black Lives Matter protest again, you will get a 3.5-year felony. You'll go to jail for 40 months and a $10,000 fine if anybody in the crowd does any damage to property, even if it's blocks away, you didn't see it, and you don't approve it. It passed 59-34 along party lines in the assembly. Think about that. How is it 59-34 when we get half the votes? That's 25 more votes they get by gerrymandering. We're going to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jean?
Good morning. Welcome to horror-filled Wisconsin, everybody. You know what? These guys shouldn't even be allowed to pass any laws. I hope people get a chance to look at, you know, the certificate of votes from the 2020 electors from Wisconsin. I mean, this stuff's out there. People need to see it and share it with their friends. You know, I have never seen more fraudulent criminal behavior in my life, where these people, you know, and now you can see these documents where we, the undersigned, being duly elected and qualified electors for president and vice president of the United States of America from the state of Wisconsin, do hereby certify the following: that we convened and organized at the state capitol. Yeah, Fitzgerald supposedly let him in. We don't know that for sure, but it's pretty suspicious. In the city of Madison, Wisconsin, at 12 noon on the 14th of December, 2020, to perform the duties enjoined upon us in writing. And I tried to watch that day when Tony and the held, or was it, yeah, well, they were in the governor's area, and they were signing, you know, as the electors, you know, who won the election, and I couldn't find it, and I was calling different people who worked at the Capitol. How am I going to watch this? Aren't they going to have this? But there was something going on there that day, because here the Republicans had
right.
Two.
Yeah. No, you're making a good point, Gene. What they did was they had 10 fraudulent electors, fake electors, and forged a document that you're describing.
Yes.
I like your idea of people going online and taking a look at it and seeing it for themselves. That got sent out to the Senate and to the National Archives. That's a forgery. And that is being investigated for criminal prosecution by Merrick Garland. I'm glad he's doing it. One of those people was Bob Spindell, who's in the Wisconsin Election Commission. He's one of the commissioners that passed on election stuff. Listen, Gene, thanks for calling. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.